With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The Ann Arbor Wildcats started the season off with a thrilling 49-42 win on the road at Tunstall. Head coach Micah Knight said the Wildcats' conditioning came through for them in the end.
We all lasted them. They started off hot. Well-coached team, very organized. They just ran out of gas. We cardio hard, and we kept our character, man. You know, we didn't let being down bother us. We continue to play, continue to do what we did. We didn't change the game plan. We stick to what we did, and it worked at the end.
Josiah Farmer had 340 yards passing with four passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns in the win for the Wildcats. Dan River will play at Halifax County next Friday. The Chatham Cavaliers opened their season with a 26-0 win at Prince Edward to give new head coach Josh Brumfield his first win. E.J. Linder had over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown. Quarterback Jacob Vanderhyde had two passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Coach Brumfield discussed getting his first win at his alma mater.
It was really special being my old school, and not just the win, the work ethic, the way the kids came together, just the toughness that they showed. We had three two-way starters out tonight, and a bunch of young guys stepped up and filled in for them. So it was just real impressive with the work ethic and the character of the kids and pulling together.
Chatham will host Tunstall next Friday. The GW Eagles had a tough night on the road at Reidsville as they fell 42-14. Oregon commit Kendre Harrison had a monster night for the Rams.
For Johnson, two receivers to each side and a back to the left. Johnson will motion Neal in the backfield, fakes the give to him on the end around, slings it for Harrison, left corner of the end zone, one-handed grab in the left corner of the end zone. That's why he is the top tight end prospect in the country. Kendre Harrison, my goodness, what a grab in the left corner of the end zone. It is 22-0, Reidsville with 11:54 to go in the first half.
That was the first of two touchdown receptions on the night for Harrison. Dominic Neal Harrison had 79 yards rushing and a touchdown in the loss for GW. The Eagles will play on the road at Amherst next Friday. The Grand Isle Hawks fell in their opener to Jefferson Forest 43-0. The Hawks will host Bassett next Friday. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.